Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, December 6th, 2011, Carrboro Board of Aldermen regular business meeting, I guess, technically speaking, it is. Before we begin our printed agenda, I wanted to make note of the fact and take a moment to have maybe a moment of silence in memory of Nancy White, who was a member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen in the from the mid to late 1970s. Nancy passed away last week at the age of 89. She died peacefully at home, surrounded by her family. She was born in High Point, North Carolina, and she was predeceased by her husband, Benjamin White, and her sister, Margaret Potter. I won't try to read the entire obituary that appeared for her in the News and Observer, but I'll commit it to your attention for those who might be interested. It was in last week's News and Observer, but the part that was particularly relevant to the town of Carrboro, it mentions Nancy became active in local politics as a member of the Carrboro Community Coalition and was a lifelong Yellow Dog Democrat. In the mid to late 1970s, Nancy served on the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. She was active in several important initiatives, including getting students to vote in Carrboro, adding Carrboro coverage to the Chapel Hill transit system, adding bike lanes to the town of Carrboro, the beautification of downtown with trees and flower beds, the creation of the Carrboro Community Park, now Hank Anderson Community Park on Highway 54 West, and the creation of Wilson Park off North Greensboro Street. Nancy retired from a career at the University of North Carolina in 1987 and enjoyed many years of retirement, during which she traveled extensively, including trips with her sister Mary across the U.S. and to Ireland, as well as trips to England, Australia, and New Zealand. And I thought absolutely the most wonderful part of this obituary was it says that Nancy was a lifelong Tar Heels fan, and among her last words on earth were a faint "Go Heels" during the recent Duke Carolina football game. So if we could have a moment of silence in memory of former Alderman Nancy White. Thanks very much, Sean. Okay, and I also have a proclamation that I'd like to read real quick. Peggy, if you'll come up and join me up the podium. Whereas the people of North Carolina withstood many hardships in order to secure their inalienable rights, and whereas the state of North Carolina withheld ratification of the Constitution of the United States until a Bill of Rights could be added, providing that the rights of the people might be preserved from infringement by the government, and whereas freedom of belief, expression, and association, due process of law, and equal protection of the laws as proclaimed by the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution are indispensable to a democratic society, and whereas the town of Carrboro reaffirmed the human rights of its residents by passing a resolution regarding the USA Patriot Act and the protection of civil rights and liberties on June 25, 2002, and whereas the town of Carrboro again reaffirmed the human rights of all its residents by passing a resolution establishing a policy that the Carrboro Police Department will not seek to arrest persons when the sole basis for arresting such persons is that such persons have or may have committed a civil immigration violation on May 16, 2006. And whereas the town of Carrboro once again on April 21, 2009 reaffirmed the human rights of all its residents by passing a resolution adopting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as guiding principles, enabling it to be called a human rights city. And whereas on November 23, 2011, the town of Carrboro once again reaffirmed the human rights of all its residents by rescinding its anti-lingering ordinance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mark H. Chilton, mayor of the town of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim December 15, 2011, as Bill of Rights Day in Carrboro and commend the observance of this day to all people. This is the 6th day of December 2011. And Peggy Misch is here with us. Peggy is with a whole lot of different organizations, but I think at the moment the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, is that right?
Yes.
All right.
Orange County.
Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committee. If you come up to the podium so people at home can hear you.
I don't need to repeat all the things that were read in the proclamation, but up until even this year, Carrboro showed its respect for our residents by listening to people protesting about the anti-loitering law, which comes under the Bill of Rights for the right for people to protest and have free assembly in places. So this is a continuation of what Carrboro has stood for. I want to invite everybody here, and I hope we'll have a representative. I don't know if Mark will be available again this year. Thursday, December 15th, Bill of Rights Day, where we will have a series of proclamations, both mayors and the county commissioners. People will have a chance to read the amendments, and some of you have already participated in that. This year we're doing it, including Occupy Chapel Hill, so a representative from there. So there will be four people making remarks, and one of them will come from the occupation, as Steve Peterson, Verla Insko, Steve Deere, and Rafael Gallegos, who is a board member of the Human Rights Center. So the four people will be making remarks. Thank you. I hope you'll consider going noon, December 15th, at Peace and Justice Plaza, Chapel Hill.
The Bill of Rights, just in case you don't know, is the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. And I alluded to it in that proclamation, but I wanted to point it out more specifically that when the Federalists, people like Alexander Hamilton, drafted up the Constitution and were pushing for the various states in the United States to adopt it and make our Constitution govern the first 13 states and formed the United States of America, there were a lot of people who felt that the federal government was given too much power under that document, and that there would be nothing to protect us from the from being abused by the federal government in the same way that we had been abused by King George III. And the state of North Carolina, as I mentioned earlier, had a constitutional convention to consider the question of whether to adopt the Constitution without its first 10 amendments. And the people of North Carolina voted at a meeting at the old courthouse in Hillsborough, North Carolina, to reject the document without the Bill of Rights. And subsequently, the Bill of Rights, your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th Amendment rights were all drafted up and added to the document, and it was brought back before the state of North Carolina at another convention in Fayetteville where it was ratified, and that's how we became the United States of America. All right. Having given you that context, we'll move forward to the minutes from the previous meeting. Is there a motion for the minutes from our previous meeting?
Move the minutes.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Item A2 is the approval of the abstract of votes cast at November 11, 2011 election.
Is there approval?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Item A3, a request to consider the Northside Gardeners' request to move to Baldwin Garden site. Is there any discussion needed on that?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. This brings us to one of the more essential moments of the evening. I would like to recognize retiring Alderman Joel Hall Brown.
Do you want me to do it here or over there?
I want you to do it how you want to do it.
I'm going to do it up there.
I think that'd be grand.
I'm just too excited. What? Look, I'm taking my phone. Taking my identification.
Mark. Clarify. Was this approved?
We approved it, right?
Yeah, we approved.
Okay, because it just says approved / denied.
Oh.
The motion, just for clarification, the motion, as I understood it, was for approval of the move,
yes.
The garden move.
Yes.
So.
Was that with the conditions suggested by staff as part of the recommendation? Yeah.
Yes.
And without any other.
Who made the motion? Yes.
Conditions.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to recognize you. I'm proud of that.
You know, this is the last time I'm going to, that was the last moment, so it's kind of great that I got to vote for a garden, because I like gardens, because that's what I'm going to be doing with some of my time, now that I won't be on the board. So all other times when I come to speak to the board, I'll be right here, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a PowerPoint and everything, because that's the Carver way. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And this is my time to leave a place where I had a lot of fun with a lot of people. My season has come to an end. I've enjoyed my time as an elected official of the Paris of the Piedmont. To quote Ron Stutz, we are several degrees cooler than Chapel Hill. We always have been and we always will be. There are a number of people that I would like to thank because I believe I am not like Venus coming out of a half shell, but I have been positively influenced by all of these people and by all of these experiences. And because my late mother believed and taught me to give flowers to folk while they are yet living, here are my flowers and thanks to many people for the journey that I took when I got on the board in January of 1999. And if I forget to call your name, blame it on my head and not my heart. First, I'd like to thank the citizens of Carrboro for electing me. I took all three of my elections seriously and the trust they placed in me for almost 13 years. And it was a lot of fun. I want to thank my family. My father, I want him to stand up, Leroy Hall. And his wife, stand up, Miss Betty. My father and my late mother, Mabel Hall, who always guided my path and encouraged me to participate in the political process. And you could not live in the Hall household without voting. And sometimes, you know, I would think about and say to myself, this is a great and honored privilege, so I want everybody to vote in 2012 as well as this year. When I was first appointed to the board, my mother said to me, behave. You know how you are. So many of you probably could say she didn't really behave and she knew who I was. I'd like to thank my husband, Jonathan. Raise your hand. My son, Harrison, who probably is not too happy that I acknowledged him, but I want him to raise his hand anyway. He's over there. And my daughter, Rachel. When I first got on the board, Harrison was 5 months old. He is now 13. Rachel was yet unborn. So my family, my husband, my son, and my daughter have sacrificed much time with me so I could serve in this capacity, and I thank you very much for that. I have had several people who advised me along the way, who I'd like to acknowledge and thank. Nate Davis, Fred Battle, the late Bill Thorpe, Al McShirley, Melva Oaken, Narith Levy, Valerie Fushi, Alice Gordon, Shirley Marshall, Frances Shetley, many people who have advised me and said to me, what'd you vote for that for? Or you finally got the right idea. And for them, I thank them very much. I'd also like to thank the board who appointed me to the OWASA board. And let me tell you this funny story. I wanted to be on the Orange County Economic Development Board, but they didn't appoint me on that board. They appointed me on the OWASA board instead. And that started out my political career, and I am very thankful for that. So I would like to thank the late Hank Anderson, Mike Nelson, Frances Shetley, Jay Bryan, Jackie Gist, Randy Marshall, and Ellie Kennard, and Hilliard Caldwell, because they got me started. I would also like to thank the town employees who were employees during my tenure. They are second to none in municipal employees. They do hard work. They give great customer service. And if you ever set a pot on fire, the fire department will come right away. I've had the privilege to serve with a number of great people during my time on the board. To all of the current board members, I thank you. You've tested me. I always knew why I had my opinions and my votes, but I thank you and I wish you the best as you continue to serve. But I also like to thank Alan Spalt, Jackie Gist, Alex Zaffron, and John Herrera, because they started out with me when I first got started, and I appreciate them. I'm especially proud of the work accomplished while I was on the board, but I'd like to highlight three things that I'm especially proud of. I'm proud of the development of Fire Station Number 2 and its construction. When I first got on the board, the CU plan was not as clear and as directed as I thought it should be, and I began to push hard for that, push hard for the funding, and I'm glad and gratified that I played a part in its construction, increasing the safety in Carrboro. I'm especially glad for two purchases of property, the purchase of the Martin Luther King property and the purchase of the Adam Tract. That is a town investment that will reap benefits long after I am gone, that everyone in this room is gone, so that children and other people who move to Carrboro will have lots of open space. And I thank the boards that I serve with who voted for that. These actions by boards will result in greater safety for the community and leaving a legacy for everyone. And finally, serving on an elected board is a privilege. And while there are several elected officials in state and national government right now that don't understand that it is a privilege and we are here to serve, it is incumbent upon us as citizens, now that I'm a regular citizen, I'm so excited, and elected boards to remember boards are not clubs. They are to do the work to make sure that the citizens have the same and equal quality of life. I thank everybody. I wish Michelle Johnson the best. She will enjoy it. It will be a lot of fun. It will be frustrating. But Carrboro is one of the best places to live in the world. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Oh, yes, she did. Jackie.
I think we each have several remarks that we would like to make. I don't know how I'm going to serve on the board without Joel. I mean, she's one of the best sparring partners that I've ever had. And over the course of our sparring, we became really good friends. And I think have developed a trust and appreciation of each other. Joel loves Carrboro, but Carrboro comes third in her life. Her church and her family come first. And her church and her family and her values that are centered in both of those colored everything that she did. We don't talk about faith because this is a public body. But I do know that Joel's beliefs that are grounded in her faith and her values colored her ethics and her sense of fairness and goodness and wanting to take care of people. And I very much appreciate her for that. I know Joel's family. We all saw the children born and raised, and my goodness, during Joel's tenure, her closeness to her children, her husband, and her father are evident tonight. But I do know that throughout the time that Joel and I have served together, her mother's been right there. Joel and I both use our mother's purses. My mother has gone away too. And Joel and I carry our mother's purses as part of keeping close to them. So we're part of the Mom's Purse Club together. And we always will be. Joel has just promised me that she's not going to disappear, and she's going to pick me up after meetings, and we're going to go have drinks. and I can decompress. So thank you, my friend. I will miss you on the board, but I know I will not miss you from my life. Thank you. We're having some logistical conversation.
Okay. I have a few things I'd like to add. I don't know if any of y'all do, but, you know, I mean, Jackie really just about said it all. And, Joel, it's been a real pleasure to serve with you. I think you and I have worked together since back whenever Pat Devine first ran for district court judge many, many years ago by now. That's right. You were Joel Hall back then. I too have really enjoyed sitting right here with you. I don't know what Michelle, whether you're going to be able to whisper and gossip with me near as well. There's a very high standard that's been set here, so you're stepping into some big shoes, being on my immediate left here. But Joel, it really has been an honor to serve with you, and even though we've enjoyed the opportunity from time to time to butt heads with one another about a thing or two, there's never been any question in my mind but that we both want the same thing, which is what's best for our community. And so I just wanted to add my thanks to you for service. Joel was appointed when after Alderman Hank Anderson passed away. She was appointed in January of 1999, I believe. So she's finishing out here 12 years and 11 months or something like that, just shy of 13 years. Thank you for those 13 years for our community. The next item on our agenda is the swearing-in of Alderman Dan Coleman. Dan, if you'll approach the town clerk.
We're going to do that. Yeah, the first thing we're going to do as soon as this next board is the resolution is going to be passed by the next board, and we'll present it.
Right. Just repeat after me.
Yeah.
I, Daniel Coleman, do solemnly affirm that I will support and maintain the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina not inconsistent therewith and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office
as alderman of the town of Carrboro
on which I'm about to enter according to my best skill
and ability
so help me God.
Thank you. Now we will have the swearing in of Alderman Lydia Lavelle.
Left hand on the Bible and right hand on. I, Lydia Lavelle. Do solemnly swear. That I will support and maintain the Constitution. And laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws. Of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And I will faithfully discharge. The duties of my office. As alderman of the town of Carrboro. On which I am about to enter. According to the best skill. And ability. So help me God. Thank you. Congratulations.
We'll now have the swearing in of Alderman-elect Michelle Johnson.
Right hand up. Right. There you go.
There we go. Here we are. We're ready.
I'm Michelle Johnson. Do solemnly. I'm Michelle Johnson. Do solemnly affirm. That I will support and maintain the Constitution. And laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of my office as alderman. Of the town of Carrboro. On which I'm about to enter. According to my best skill and ability. So help me God. Thank you. Congratulations.
All right, and now I'm going to be sworn in.
I, Mark Chilton. Do solemnly swear. That I will support and maintain the Constitution. And laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws. Of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of my office. As mayor of the town of Carrboro. On which I am about to enter. According to my best skill. And ability. So help me God. Thanks. Congratulations.
Going any further, I'd like to write a resolution that a number of us on this board got together and drafted up. Whereas Joel Hall Brown has served as a member of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen for 13 years, and whereas Joel has served on numerous boards and commissions of the town of Carrboro and other important agencies in our community, most notably as chair of the OWASA Board of Directors, and whereas Joel has been a tireless advocate for affordable housing, economic development, and environmental stewardship, and whereas Joel advocated for the permanent conservation of the Adams Tract, and whereas Joel advocated for and helped accomplish the construction of Carrboro's first new town building in over 30 years, Carrboro Fire Station No. 2, and whereas Joel helped establish the Cybrary and the Carrboro Branch Library and is now on the board of the Friends of the Carrboro Branch Library, and whereas Joel's ideas and vision contributed materially to the acquisition, renovation, and opening of the Carrboro Century Center, and whereas Joel has been never failing in her efforts to ensure that all Carrboro's residents are included in planning and policy making. And whereas Joel's commitment and dedication to the people of Carrboro has been illustrated through her service on this board, now therefore be it resolved by the Mayor and Board of Aldermen of the Town of Carrboro that the Board of Aldermen of the Town of Carrboro recognizes and honors Alderman Joel Hall Brown for her dedicated service to the Town of Carrboro and its people, and that while the members of this board wish for Joel to enjoy her time out of service as an elected official, we nevertheless hope and wish for Joel to continue to stay involved in local government and more broadly in our community. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. Joel, we want to thank you, and we have a special surprise.
Yeah, we have.
If you'll come up to the podium.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Second thing to the party.
Well, we have a little gift for you, and you must have been channeling your mother to us because we wanted you to have this. But you need to turn.
So they get you in the picture.
And instead of running for Carrboro, you're running around Carrboro. And we will keep in mind what you always have to say about process, process, process.
Yeah, that was
right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know if you'll get roses or raspberries on that one, but we'll find out. All right. Let's see. The next item on our agenda is the appointment of the mayor pro tempore. Oh, excuse me. It's comments by the mayor and the board of aldermen. Particularly, I'd like to recognize those who have just been re-elected and re-sworn to this board. Who would like to? Anybody?
No. I can go first. I don't mind. I guess I'm not going to take a lot of time. I want to give special thanks to my family, Paula Michaels, and Misha, who I'll point out to you all later. Oh, there he is. Who are the greatest pair of political strategists in the town of Carrboro, and I couldn't have run the campaign I did without them, and just ongoing help throughout all my work on the board. I also want to thank all the citizens who supported my candidacy and who voted for me, and I felt like it was a real validation of the work I've been trying to do. And I said over and over again during the campaign what a privilege it is to be on this board and to be involved at this level in a community like Carrboro. And I guess I just said that again. And so thanks to all who've entrusted me with this opportunity.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say a few remarks. I also want to thank the voters of Carrboro for electing me for another term of office on the Board of Aldermen. I hope this means that voters are satisfied with my service and pleased, and for that I'm extremely grateful. You know, a lot of what Joel said I agree with, that serving as an elected official is a tremendous responsibility, and it's one that I do not take lightly. And I feel honored to serve in Carrboro, where we have such a wonderful community, and I want to say something about that in a minute. But first, let me recognize a few people. I want to recognize Joel again. Joel, I've really enjoyed serving with you. I'm going to miss you tremendously, my friend. Enjoy your time off, and think of us every Tuesday night for just a few seconds, okay? Next, during the fall, I was really pleased that my dad and one of my brothers from Ohio were able to come down and help out with the campaign, and that was really a special thing for me. But anyway, a few weeks ago after the election, I got an email from one of my brothers, and he congratulated me on being reelected. And in the email, he said, As the old saying goes, behind every successful man or woman stands a good woman. And so he went on to say that both me and Alicia, he saw firsthand how important she was to our campaign and that we both deserved his congratulations and that the victory belonged to both of us. And he was exactly right. Those of you that know her, I mean, she is the best campaigner, supporter, and partner that a person could have. And I'm very, very lucky to have her. I'd also like to thank our kids, Riley and Avery. They put up with their fair share of early dinners and Carbro talk. They get dragged to lots and lots of events, and they're great about attending them, and I really, really appreciate them. I wouldn't serve on the Board of Aldermen if it wasn't for their support, and I really appreciate it. Others to thank, Jay Ladd, Mark Bush, Charlie Lancaster, my treasurer, Dan, Michelle, and Braxton for running such good campaigns this fall, and for your dialogue and for helping me think about issues, because really the campaign season is the time to kind of get rejuvenated about serving on the board and get excited about our town again. I really look forward to serving with Michelle on the board. And thanks to lots of folks who let me put signs in their yard, help donate, work at the polls. It means so much to me, and I really appreciate that. And before I say something about community, I also want to make an observation that should be apparent to all of us, and it needs to be said, and that is that our board could do the very best job in the world of governing and setting policy, but we couldn't do it without our fine staff and our town manager, because otherwise it just wouldn't get done. And I want to make certain that I recognize all of our town employees. They're the backbone of the reputation that we have established as a progressive, responsive, caring community. And I want to give them my heartfelt thanks for the work that they do. So now on to our community. A few years ago, Alicia and I were visiting Asheville, and in one of their restaurants, we saw this thing hanging on the wall, and we really liked it. And so I found a copy of it for us, and we had it framed, and it hangs in the main room in our house. And I think that the reason we liked it so much was when we first saw it was that it spoke to us about Carbro, what we love about Carbro, the community feel, the community values, the community vibe. And it reminded me why I enjoy being a member of the Board of Aldermen. And so I want to read it aloud to you. It's entitled, How to Build Community. Turn off your TV. Leave your house. Know your neighbors. Look up when you are walking. Greet people. Sit on your stoop. Plant flowers. Use your library. Play together. Buy from local merchants. Share what you have. Help a lost dog. Take children to the park. Garden together. Support neighborhood schools. Fix it, even if you didn't break it. Have potlucks. Honor elders. Pick up litter. Read stories aloud. Dance in the street. Talk to the mail carrier. Listen to the birds. Put up a swing. Help carry something heavy. Barter for your goods. Start a tradition. Ask a question. Hire young people for odd jobs. Organize a block party. Bake extra and share. Ask for help when you need it. Open your shades. Sing together. Share your skills. Take back the night. Turn up the music. Turn down the music. Listen before you react to anger. Mediate a conflict. Seek to understand. Learn from new and uncomfortable angles. Know that no one is silent, though many are not heard. Work to change this. And so you can see, can't you, examples of this every day by Carbro folks, people who live these principles. And I'm sure many of you do too. People who live here, people who work here, people who care about this community, people who come to our meetings and our events and express their thoughts and feelings and visions to improve our town, people who work to make this town a better place to live. And that is a pretty cool thing. So I want to say thank you to our community. Thank you to all of you by weaving these threads of our community who helped me decide to run for re-election and who remind me why I enjoy serving our town. I look forward to working with all of you to continue to build this wonderful community we call Carrboro. And thank you for sharing this special night.
Jeff, can you bring me the book, please? Thank you. So I'm super excited to be here. It feels sort of surreal, but here I am. And I'm really excited that my mom and grandma, who are sitting in the front, made it from Richmond to witness this. It's really good to have them here. And I'm reminded of interviewing my grandmother on the National Day of Listening, I think 3 years ago. And we talked about all sorts of things in her life. And the thing that she got most emotional about at that time was that Obama had been elected. And we will not get in a political debate about that this evening, about him. But it was something she never thought she would see in her lifetime. And I'm sure that my mom and grandma never thought they would see me up here in this seat elected serving Carrboro. So I'm really excited to be able to serve. I'm excited that the voters and our community members trusted me. And believed in me and got me here and supported me through donations and going door to door and talking to people and having meet and greets. So thank you. And thank you to my partner, Jeff. I really would not be here without him. He was, our house was a campaign headquarters, and so many things were going on, and he worked tirelessly to support me in being here. And my campaign manager, Brooks, who's Rowan Pearson, who's sitting next to him. Who was a great support and person to help me to serve and be here. And I want to read something. I got sworn in on All About Love by Bell Hooks. And I want to read something in this about work. Work occupies much of our time. Doing work we hate assaults our self-esteem and self-confidence. Yet most workers cannot do the work they love. But we can all enhance our capacity to live purposely by learning how to experience satisfaction in whatever work we do. We find that satisfaction by giving any job total commitment. This is Bell Hooks talking. When I had a teaching job, I hated the kind of job where you long to be sick so you have an excuse for not going to work. The only way I could ease the severity of my pain was to give my absolute best. This strategy enabled me to live purposely. Doing a job well, even if we do not enjoy what we are doing, means that we leave it with a feeling of well-being, our self-esteem intact. That self-esteem aids us when we go in search of a job that can be more fulfilling. Throughout my life, I have endeavored to not only do work I enjoy, but to work with individuals I respect, like, or love. And I chose that because I hope that I will love this work, but I also know I'll be faced with some conversations and decisions that will be challenging, and I'm happy to be surrounded by people that I respect very much and that I like and love as well. So I'm excited about what's to come with all of us. And there was something else, and now I can't remember. Of course, I was so excited I did not prepare formal comments other than this. Oh, I wanted to mention Braxton and say that I'm excited that you're here. And Lydia mentioned Braxton, and I just want to thank you for all that you've done for Carrboro. And I know that me being in this seat has everything to do with the work that you did in the community. And so thank you for who you are and what you've done. And as well, Joel, everyone has said you have very big shoes to fill, and I'm not trying to fill your shoes because I can't, right? There's no way that I could fill your shoes. I hope that I can honor the work that you've done on the board, though, and I look forward to seeing you come back and hold me accountable to the work. So thank you.
Everyone so far tonight has said this in one way or another, but I posted something on Facebook. I posted something on Facebook last week about the Abbey Court Homeowners Association that on very short notice I went to a meeting that I went to over in Raleigh to try and advocate for the Human Rights Center to stay in Abbey Court. And there were many people who graciously thanked me on Facebook for doing that. What I said is you're certainly welcome, but the person that you really ought to thank is my wife, Quaker Harmon. She's the person who she's the only person in Carrboro who spends more time on being mayor than I do. She's the person who has to
pick up kids and be a single mom a couple of nights a week, practically every week of the year because of my service as mayor of Carrboro, and I wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Quaker. Thank you for all that you do. I think the latest census count suggests that there are almost 19,000 people who live in Carrboro, and I'd like to thank all of them for choosing not to run against me in last election. I don't have a lot of campaign volunteers this time around to extend thanks to because for that reason. But it so happens that it's just over 20 years ago today that that I was sworn in for the first time as an elected official in Orange County. I was sworn in as a member of the Chapel Hill Town Council, when I was 21 years old. Up until that time, the youngest elected official in the county was Jackie Gist.
We know that was a while ago.
I wanted to just take a moment to say thank you to all those people who voted for me both in the last election, in several elections over the years, but especially for those who took a chance on a young man with a lot of big ideas back in 1991. I'm very grateful for the opportunity that voters have afforded me over the years to be an elected official in both Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And I especially want to mention, while there were a lot of people who helped me back in 1991, I especially want to mention some of those folks who still live in this area, Eric Osi, Donna Bell, Mark Kleinschmidt, Ruby Sinreich, my dear friend Joe Herzenberg, Greg Ganji, Nate Davis, James Britton, Al McShirley, Estelle Mabry, Joyce Brown, and most especially, I think the first person over the age of 25 that I ever discussed the crazy idea of running for the Chapel Hill Town Council with, my fellow alderman Dan Coleman. That was 7,307 days ago by my count. And it has been a really wild ride at times, and especially lately. But I want to say thank you to everybody who's given me the opportunity to serve in this office and in the other offices I've served in before. Would any of the other aldermen like to add anything at this point?
I'd like to thank everybody who's on the board and who's here tonight. We are so lucky. Carrboro I'm very corny that way, but I always think of Carrboro as my Camelot, and that these are the Camelot years. It's wonderful. We can have fairly intense differences of opinion and ideas about how we want to reach our goals on this board. But there has never been on this board and certainly like with Michelle, people who you don't trust. I look at other elected officials throughout the state and certainly throughout the nation and think we would never act like that. We would never lie to each other. We would never pretend we're going to do something. We would never sacrifice the well-being of one group of citizens for the advancement of another. So I think the values that Carrboro holds dear, this board holds dear. You know, this board is decent, caring people, and that's because we are representative of and just members of a community of really decent, caring, creative people. And if you don't leave Carrboro very often, which I don't, really I don't, it's kind of sick. If you don't leave very often, you kind of forget how rare that is. And I'll go to places where people walk down the street. You know, there are times you can walk down the street and not know anybody all day. Do you realize places like that exist? They do. It's really scary. And places where the elected officials will out and out lie to you about what they want to do, and where one sector is pushing against another, and it's a zero-sum game instead of for everybody. We are so fortunate. And the people on this board, who I feel so so honored to serve with, and the people in the town, that's why it's like that. We couldn't have a better new member than Michelle. She's wonderful. And I'm so glad that Lydia and Dan are back with us. But I think it's so easy to forget how precious what we have is. And that's why people are interested in moving here. They're not interested usually in anything physical. When you ask people, why'd you move to Carrboro? It's the sense of community. That's the number one thing people talk about. I wanted to live in a community. And this board and its values, which come from the town, from the people in the community. So thanks for being Carrboro. You
know. I don't have too much to say. I feel like a lot has already been said tonight. But I just want to welcome Michelle. Thank you for deciding to run and being here. And also thank you, Joel, for all that you've done for the town, and we'll miss you. And I think you always provided a valuable perspective, even though there is sometimes disagreements. But that was always healthy too, and so we'll miss that. But we know that you'll still be around, so we will probably still be hearing from you too. So I just wanted to say something, and of course, like, thanks to the other Alder people who are back, and I'm also very thankful and grateful for serving on a board that, it's true, like Jackie says, you look at other places and it doesn't seem to be as in agreement, not just with ourselves, but with the community. And so I hope this continues to be like that, and look forward to continuing. Thanks.
I just want to formally thank Michelle for being here. And, you know, I love that the kind of community involvement that we've seen through this election process, and seen the forums and the folks that have come out with your campaign and with Braxton's campaign, folks I hadn't seen out and been involved before. I want to thank everyone who's attended tonight. This is just a great community event as well. Joel, I know we're going to see you. I know we're going to hear from you, and I'm delighted. So welcome.
All right. So we have one sort of housekeeping matter to take care of left on the agenda. Two?
Yeah, two.
Oh, correct, yes.
Michelle, we're not always this nice.
At this point,
that's the English word. This is awesome.
At this point, entertain a motion to appoint a mayor pro tempore.
Mark, I'd like to make a motion that Dan Coleman be mayor pro tem.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. The matter passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mayor Pro Tempore. I should say we have a by way of explanation, we have kind of a tradition of sharing the honor and responsibility of being Mayor Pro Tempore on our board. I guess in many communities, it's simply the person who's the has the most seniority in terms of service on the board, which would be certainly Jackie Gist on this board, but Jackie has served in that role before, and so it has rotated to the next most down to the next most senior person through several cycles. And anyway, I wanted to mention that by way of just recognizing that it is in part through Jackie's graciousness that Dan has been appointed, and that we share that responsibility.
Thanks, Jackie.
Anytime. You want extra work? Anytime.
And speaking of which, that brings us to consideration of Board of Aldermen Committee assignments, speaking of extra work. And I think I have worked this out in a fairly equitable way. Let me read this list of appointments that's proposed, and if it sounds right to everybody, then let's have a motion to this effect. But liaison to the Board of Adjustment will be Michelle Johnson. Planning Board will be Randy Haven O'Donnell. Appearance Commission would be Lydia Lavelle. Transportation Advisory Board would be Sammy Slade. Recreation and Parks Commission, Jackie Gist. Human Services Commission, Michelle Johnson. Economic Sustainability Commission, Dan Coleman and Randy Haven O'Donnell. Environmental Advisory Board, Michelle Johnson. Arts Committee Liaison, Jackie Gist. Greenways Commission, Randy Haven O'Donnell and myself. JACA Board of Directors, Michelle Johnson. Triangle J Council of Governments, myself. Transportation Advisory Committee, or also known as Metropolitan Planning Organization, Lydia Lavelle, with me as an alternate. Animal Control Board of Appeals, Michelle Johnson, with Lydia Lavelle as an alternate. Intergovernmental Parks Work Group, Lydia Lavelle, with Randy as an alternate. Community Home Trust, Jackie Gist. Home Program Review Committee, Dan Coleman. Transit Partners Group, Dan Coleman and Lydia Lavelle, with me as an alternate. Climate Change Committee, Sammy Slade. 10-year Plan to End Chronic Homelessness, Executive Steering Committee, myself. Rogers Road Water Sewer Work Group, myself. And Visitors Bureau Board of Directors, Lydia Lavelle. So if that sounds all correct.
So moved.
All right, I'll take that
second.
As a motion and a second. All those in favor of making those appointments signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. And I believe, so following recessing of this meeting, we are going to have a reception outside. Hope you all will stick around to share your thoughts and share in the food and beverages outside. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Let Michelle make her first motion.
Would you like to move? All right.
There we go.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we adjourn. Well done. You're well on your way. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously. All right, we're adjourned. Thanks very much.